Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and boy, are we excited today. We've got a special guest. It's none other than Tara Reed. This is Tara. You should read this. It's Millie from our site. Yay! Come up a show. We've got Millie coming in. We've got Box Always here. We've got some sharks. We got movies that'll bite your ass and more. All this on streaming. Ooh, hit it. That was early.
It was early.
You can't hear this.
I can barely hear it.
You can barely hear that, really.
Barely hear it, yes.
I actually have some new shark theme just for you, Box.
Do you?
I do.
No, you don't. That's a lie.
That's not it?
I'm sorry, Millie. I'm so sorry. I think the catchphrase we should have is sorry that Jim is sometimes a dick.
Sometimes.
I'll put that on my business cards too.
Oh, hey everyone, we're back. Hey, how you doing? We're back. So today in Streaming Demons, if you have never listened to us, this is actually a good one. We have three people. We have three people. We've got the whole thing going. We've got sharks all day. We've got a new staff writer. We've got madness. We've got names Jim can't say, and we've got Tara Reed. Yeah,
supposedly, allegedly.
Allegedly,
very exciting. Thanks.
So, first of all, I want to welcome Millie to Haunted MTL and to this podcast and to Pluto.
I'm just gonna say my apologies in advance, Millie.
Oh yeah, that's right. By the way,
thank you for coming. Thank you.
Apologies.
It's a great
in
welcome.
Thank you.
This was a great welcome. Now, the first thing you have to really know is, oh my God, no. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Dial down pain.
I'm gonna take away your soundboard.
You're thinking, wait, that's not the soundboard. That's
but
just
then I
me.
Can't even that I can't even do my kazoo then. So I guess that's
there are no kazoos.
Yeah.
Oh God. There you go.
Right. Millie, do you wanna talk about yourself and what are your plans for the website? Do you have
sure.
any?
Sure. Plans for the website. I currently live in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You currently live in Baby Yoda.
You're just going to have to just push through.
There's no way you currently live in Baby Yoda because I live there too.
Oh, wow. You just got to push through.
It is really hot, so I don't know. Maybe I am inside.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, I'm going to school for writing and I'm moving in 1 week.
1 week?
Good luck.
Wait, are you seriously moving in 1 week?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, a week and a half. Yeah. And so, yeah,
congratulations.
Looks like a disaster in here if I were to turn my camera around.
That's okay. It's just us.
Yeah.
It's just us and the 3 million people watching live right now.
Oh, yeah.
No big deal. No, use your imaginations.
My plans for the site. I've been writing, watching horror movies and writing little reviews of them for a long time now, just, you know, for my friends. So I'm excited to continue doing that. Maybe for a few more people to read.
That's
awesome.
Very cool.
Congratulations.
And one Thank of you. The first reviews is the movie Millie's going to talk about today.
Yes.
Double dipping. That's known as double dipping. That's all right.
It
this is.
This is
good. All right. So I would like to say this is probably as truthful of any review show you've ever seen in your life. We give accurate reviews down to the decimal points, and our reviews are solid gold. No
worries. We try not to spoil, but sometimes.
Right. Well, if the movie's out for years and years and years and years.
I mean, but Cruel Jaws, we cannot spoil that, guys.
There's no spoiling
that. That is 80s goodness.
There's no spoiling Hulk Hogan, discount Hulk Hogan, man. There's no spoiling that. All right. So if you're brand new to Streaming Demons, again, welcome. the format is simple. I am very lazy, so we always let the special guest go first, and then Box will hit it, and then I will do cleanup, I guess. Because my movie is usually the best. You always end with the strongest movie. Mm. And trust me, it ain't this week for me.
Mm. It ain't this week for me.
All right. Millie, what movie did you do?
So I've watched Shark Warning, which I've seen spelled with an exclamation point at the end and without. I think it just came out like a week ago. It's from the Asylum.
It came out a week ago?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's an Asylum movie.
So I guess I really can't spoil it, although, like,
okay,
it's hard to, not much could be spoiled, in my personal opinion.
Are there sharks in it?
It is from the same, like, production company that, yeah, there's one shark. So, yeah, not the...
Is this the same production company that does Invisible Shark?
Oh, God. There's Invisible Shark?
No, they did Sharknado.
Invisible Shark
is
great.
I haven't heard of Invisible Shark.
Okay.
There you go. Never totally say a bad word about Sharknado. Sharknado is my jam.
All right.
So they did the best shark franchise ever in Sharknado.
I haven't seen it yet.
So you're saying, is it in the vein of this? You've never seen Sharknado?
I've never seen it, but I'm convinced.
It's on Tubi.
Is it? Oh, you're missing so much. So it is about a tornado. But guess what? Most tornadoes are made out of like air and turbulences. This one's made out of shark.
Yeah.
But is that like shark guts? That would be very gross.
Not a shark, but
mini
multiple
sharks.
Multiple sharks.
Not mini sharks, isn't small sharks. They're all really big sharks. There's a lot of them. There's a plethora of sharks.
Are they just like swimming in a circle so fast?
Oh, swimming, flying through space. It doesn't even
eating
matter.
Eating people. Yeah. They just eat. All they want to do is eat.
Except for Finn.
How is the like soul. CGI on that?
So, no, there's no CGI. On Sharknado, they got sued from PETA, but well worth it. Box is just tuning me out. It's fine.
I am, because I don't have my kazoo.
Oh, there's a kazoo here. There's a kazoo here. So, right, Shark Warning, with the okay, do you think it deserves the explanation point?
Well, honestly, the more that it's been a few days since I watched it, and the more I think about it, the more I have like love in my heart for it.
Really?
But
it made your heart.
I think it is not
three shark size bigger.
Yeah, I would say it's not quite as exciting as the exclamation point makes it out to be. It's a little more of like a drama, a low key shark movie.
Shark.
Oh.
Warning is a drama.
Shark exclamation point. Wait.
It's kind of like a
it
soap
be
opera.
Shark warning.
Like
it should be a question mark at the end of it then.
Yeah, shark warning.
Or just blow your mind. Just put down a semicolon. Shark warning. Semicolon. Like something else is coming later.
Yeah.
What's coming? We don't
know. So is the drama with the shark? Does the shark have drama?
Oh my God. The shark has a 9-to-5 job. And like a marriage is going, it is watching Roller Gator. So the
it's shark falling apart. Left.
The shark.
Is this better than the movie that you watched? Sorry.
Is it better than the movie I watched? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is the movie with like two sharks get together and like the humdrum of their lives start driving them apart. And one shark. You'd watch.
But that's not.
I watched
shark
like a
warning,
shark soap
though.
Opera. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No.
But, so what's Shark
I've
Warning?
Seen
who's in it?
Shark Warning compared to Moby Dick in some reviews. So there's some drama between the shark and the main character, Alan.
Is there sexual tension?
No one's fucking with Shark Box.
I haven't considered that. I honestly feel like the main guy, Alan, has like no sex. He's kind of asexual to me. It's not the
I'm
sexiest.
Into that. That's fine. That's good.
Which one, the shark or the...
They could both be asexual, Jim.
Hey, man.
True.
So if it's about an asexual Ahab character who is going after a shark because he was upset. What happens? Without spoiling it,
Okay, so this is the first scene. The little Alan, as like he's like maybe 10, he's playing on the beach with his brother Danny. And his someone named Ron, who I later figured out is their uncle, is watching them. And then a shark attacks. Ron is nowhere to be seen. Danny is killed. And then Alan survives. Flash forward 20 years. Alan is an adult. He's arriving back into his hometown for the first time, I guess, in many years. He walks into his hometown bar, and the like waitress, Lisa, she is also a main character. She recognizes him from elementary school. She's like, weren't you the kid whose brother? You were the survivor. And he's like, yes. And then...
I've got a question. Yes. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
So he looks just like he does from elementary school? That's how she recognized him? Like he looks seven.
He must.
There's facial features.
There's facial features. I don't remember. I can't pick myself. My mom sent me pictures when I was in elementary school. I was like, who the fuck's this? Like, that's you. I'm like, is it really? So just 7 years old. Because
you looked so weird and goofy as an adult now compared to your childhood. All right. So the drama is, does the drama come in with like the, like him having to like confront all this again?
Yes. So pretty soon after he arrives in the bar, Ron comes in, and as soon as Alan sees him, he like punches him in the face, and Lisa has to like calm him down, and she's like, is this the guy? He was the one who was watching you. He was there. So that's like the emotional drama, and then there's more of like the political drama that's also going on. Because there's a fishing tournament.
There's a political drama.
There's environmental drama. There's...
Yeah. There's everything.
What's the political drama? I'm just curious.
So, there's a fishing tournament in a few days, but there's no fish in the lake. It's a lake also where the shark is.
So, they have a shark in the fucking lake.
Yeah.
That's the premise.
Yes. But
did it fall from a cocaine bear plane?
I don't know if this, it got through the dam. I don't know if this is spoiling it. This dam plays a really big role.
Okay. Okay. So there is a dam by a lake.
There's a dam.
It's lead billing. It is the dam that is the lead character. Yes. I get it.
Yeah. Somehow they explain that there's like salt water also coming through the dam, and that's how the shark survived. I couldn't really follow, personally.
I'm pretty sure the screenwriter's using a Ouija board at this point.
Look, happened in the 1910s.
The 1910s?
Sharks. When the whole...
The 1910s, you know, when the big dam with the...
No, when the original
lake?
Shark attacks were out on...
On
I forget where. No, not Tubi.
No,
that inspired Jaws and whatnot. It got in through a dam.
I've seen Jaws, Brannick. Nothing inspired
Jaws.
I've seen all Jaws's.
So I have to ask now that Brannick, you and I have both watched all the Jaws, even the cruel Jaws's.
Yes, even of the cruel Jaws and. That is also, I'm going to put a pin in that. Yes, I have seen all the Jaws.
But when Millie is explaining the setup, did that make you think of Jaws 2 or 3?
That made me think remember. Of Jaws, it would have to be Jaws 2 because Jaws 3 is when they go to SeaWorld.
Okay, so SeaWorld, another one. So 2 then, yeah. Right? Or 4, 2 or 4.
You know, I would even say maybe even 1 because the shark does go in through I forget
protective
where.
Protective barrier thingy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't a protective, but somebody's like, there's a shark in, you know, that cove over there. And everybody's like, no, there's not.
But okay,
and there was.
I'm trying to differentiate between me seeing this movie that Millie was talking about and me misremembering a different movie that sounds just like it, where they have some dude watching two kids on the beach, one kid gets eaten, and they all come back, and there's a bar. Does that sound like one of the Jaws movies? Or did I really just see the movie that Millie just fucking watched?
I don't know. Maybe you
saw the movie. I might have saw them. Millie, I think I saw your movie. Because it sounds so familiar. I'm like, my God, this sounds just like this movie.
I thought it was Jaws. Out, but I would not doubt that it is a ripoff of something else.
Okay.
What? This isn't completely original.
No, okay. To be frank, there was a time where I was trying to watch a shark movie I liked. And I fell into a string of like a lot of them I just didn't like. So that might have been one of the things like, man, I don't like this.
Because you are... something else, Jim.
You might be the only other
just
person
can't appreciate
this
a good
movie,
shark movie.
I can't.
I went and saw this in the theater.
No, the director's mother.
You were the only one. You saw it in the theater.
Yes.
Do I have a screamer? Oh, God. Did I just trash a screener? I mean, I love this movie. I don't know what you're talking about with Asylum. I love the Asylum
Justin
screener.
Justin is going to be... so sad.
Justin's
going to be mad at you.
Honestly, I've got too much on me. Okay, so for those who did not watch it or confuse it with one of the Jaws movies, is this special effects? Do you see the shark ever? Or is it kind of is like the Spielberg, they made the shark? Or is it a real shark? Or is it kind of like pencil drawn?
It is. It's CGI. It's not the best CGI. But I think they like... I would say the shark doesn't come in for... at least 30 minutes, and they use it sparingly. The scarier
this
parts
is the
are more
gator
like
of fucking
the after
shark movies.
It's not the roller gator.
This is the roller right. gator shark movies. Okay, if you went in there, go for a box.
Okay, how is like say the acting, or because you said it's a drama, and drama usually has like very strong backbone of acting. So, what would you say to this?
I would say most of it was, I think people's hearts were in it. I really liked the mayor. She was like giving full evil, like soap opera villain, kind of drunk. She was awesome. And
her flavor was drunk.
Yeah. There's a lot about like
this is bad.
Alcohol in this. Like the main two characters don't drink.
Mm.
Yeah.
And like the mayor's like, it turns out that she's an alcoholic. Like I think that's revealed later, but
so it's a
kind of coming
commentary.
Through.
Yeah, this is bad. I lit the movie up. You know how sometimes the cast and crew have like one person in cast and crew might not have a photo up in IMDb. Only one does.
Yeah.
I was like, it ain't the director either. It's just some rando. It's like guy in bar. He plays guy in bar. And
look,
if you click on his profile, it's actually
it.
A 404 not found.
He played it so good, though.
he ordered that fucking drink in that bar twice.
I didn't even.
In a line, Jack and Coke.
Good for him.
I didn't even know that there was a guy
script,
in bar.
According to this. Yeah. Millie, did you know, according to the internet lore, the guy in bar actually went off script. Instead of just saying Jack and Coke, he said on the rocks.
I mean,
they almost had to pay him for
the
lines.
Yeah. He's in the guild now.
Yeah. If you actually read or listen to the director's cut, it's got like 12 takes of that. Just like.
All
so
right. So is...
the movie might not have been the best movie in the world. Would you saw it in the theater?
No.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Yes.
Would you recommend people
theater near where?
By saying small theater near you, did you actually mean like a DVD player in someone else's car as they drive by you? I've watched movies that way before.
Reviewed movies that way before.
No, I literally showed up and the two guys were like, "Oh, are you here for the movie? We're like about to cancel it." But you can go watch it.
They can cancel movies like this?
Well, if no one shows up, do they still have to play it?
Guys, the tree falls in the woods.
Yeah, that's like the new one.
Yes.
So they're basically saying the movie was so poor, they're like, it costs electricity to run this thing. You know that, guys. That's like $1.50.
Yeah.
We would lose if we had to play this. Okay,
I was wondering, like, if I had to go to the bathroom, if they would pause it for me.
No.
I don't think I would pay for it. I have a feeling that it will be free to watch very soon. It seems like it is
made for
television. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just hang out until then. Yeah. And then you might have a fun time with it. I kind of love all the characters in it. There's a lot of them. And I have a special place in my heart. Yeah.
I think that's it. I think sometimes these movies are, you watch it the first time in a theater going, I'm far too sober for this shit. And then you leave it on one day. It just comes on TV.
Jim, you have to be sober. Remember.
I know.
Only mayors are drunks.
Oh.
Jeez Louise.
Only mayors are drunk?
You'll get eaten by a shark.
Mayor with cheese. Oh, I don't want to be eaten by a fucking shark. I can't even swim. They can't get me. I'm staying on land. Oh, Sharknado. God damn. Okay, so out of like 1 to 5 Cthulhus, what would you give this movie? 1 being the worst, 5 being, this is the best thing since Jaws 4.
I think I want to give it like a solid 2.5. Like
2.5.
Maybe that's a little high, but like I just feel like it's so in the middle. Like...
I've got a Kinder spirit. That's why Box is laughing.
Yeah.
You usually rank high. And I rank low.
I just
2.5. I dig that. Yeah.
I enjoyed it enough. Like, I can only, if I hate it, I'm going to give it below a 2. I kind of liked it. So I'll give it a 2.5.
Okay. That's more than fair. And that is Shark. I'm actually seeing them both, the Shark Warning without the exclamation point and Shark Warning with it. So yeah, I think they don't even know their own.
They
didn't even know their own title for it.
So if you see it in the movie theater and if you see it at home, there's no exclamation point. In the theater, there is.
And both ways, the poster is just Jaws. If you look at the poster box, look it up right now and go, holy shit, that's a Jaws poster. You'd be right. Sorry, it's Jaws with a person sunbathing.
Shark Warning. I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a Jaws 3D.
I'm literally getting shark alerts. Okay.
Where do you live? There's fucking shark alerts, Box.
Detroit.
Jesus Christ. Detroit's got a Sharknado hit Detroit? Oh, no. No one noticed. Sorry, Detroit.
Luckily for us, the river. Everything's so polluted that we can just light a fire and it's gone.
Actually, Box.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
First of all, thanks for the review. 2.5. I don't want to follow that. I don't want to follow 2.5 because I don't know if mine will rate that high. I don't know if mine will get to 2.5. I don't.
I don't.
I've tried this. I tried for you, Box, so hard. You have no idea how hard I tried.
I know you tried.
I tried. I've actually watched all the movies, too. I've watched these fucking movies, Box. That's how hard I tried. I watched the movies. Plural. I watched more movies for this one shark thing. I did all my reviews combined.
Yeah, you kept saying that. And I'm like, I don't know why you're watching more. I mean, I know why I'm watching more, but I don't know why you're watching more.
Because I thought we're supposed to do the best shark movies ever.
No, we
start noticing themes.
Yeah, we have themes, and the theme was shark. Period. No exclamation point.
Yeah, I think Box is just trying to get me back for bed knobs and broomsticks.
Yeah, that
I
was
still
bad
say
too.
It's Keno, by the way. That is the best fucking Angela Lansbury movie I've seen.
She's wonderful. Everybody else. Yeah. Well, you want it? I bought it. As a digital download.
Yeah. Okay, Box. So what was your this is your idea, Box. I'm blaming this all on you. So yeah. Brannick, what was your idea?
Oh, I had fun. So I mean,
what was your movie idea? Jeez.
My movie, I will tell you in a minute. I told everybody to put a pin in it. Ooh, and we're not to that pin yet.
That's your movie.
So this is actually done by the first woman to direct an original sci-fi film. So
Baby Yoda did it? Holy shit.
No, again, Baby Yoda is, anyway, it doesn't matter. So she has like a lot of shark movies in her repertoire already. She has Zombie Shark, Ozark Sharks, Mississippi River Sharks.
Oh, Jesus.
I have watched one of those so far.
You only watched one of those?
So far.
Zombie Jesus Shark? You've only watched one?
No, I saw Mississippi River Sharks. I did watch that one. Or Ozark Shark. I forget which one. It was when I was living over there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This movie, I thought, would be great because...
The Brown Beaver?
No.
What was that fucking thing? Box, hold on. What was that cryptid where you used to live? Big Brown Beaver,
no,
right?
No. The Momo. It was Momo.
The
he
Momo?
Steals your peanut butter sandwiches, not your penis.
He steals your penis. I'm like, what
no,
the fuck?
No, because you interrupted me, but he Sorry. Will steal your penis as well. Your peanut butter sandwich. And
why
your
would
penis.
He steal a peanut butter sandwich?
Because he's
why?
Hungry,
That's
dude.
Pretty fucking particular there.
He's fucking like, hungry,
Momo
man.
From
like,
Avatar?
Like, no, sadly, no. Like, Momo, like a hairy, stinky alien? Question mark.
Ouch. Okay.
I don't
okay,
know.
I'm sorry.
Small town
okay.
Monsters. Small town monsters. Anyway, going back to this movie.
Yes.
So I watched this previously. So this is my second go around, and it was just as delightful. We're recording this at the very tail end of July, so I can still say it's Christmas in July. And I watched Santa Jaws.
Santa Jaws?
Yes. Because everybody always asks me opinion on Santa Jaws, and I am now here. I have come to this public forum to finally say I like Santa Jaws. It's true. I don't need any help. I'm very well, thank you. But no, Santa Jaws is a cute little movie.
Oh god,
it's actually kind of more of a kid-friendly movie. I would say it's a family movie.
It's a family movie about Jaws.
It's a family movie about a killer shark who comes on Christmas, who is also magical. Santa Jaws was actually a creation of this little boy who made, well, he's not a little boy, he's a teen. Anyway, he makes these comic books of Santa Jaws. Well, he gets a magical pen one day, just follow me. He gets a magical pen, he does not realize it's magical, he draws Santa Jaws, and Santa Jaws comes to life. Santa Jaws can only be killed with Christmas-themed weapons. At one point, when they do realize this, it accidentally has a magical horn that's a candy cane that it stabs people with.
So
that was really
the shark.
Fun.
It's yeah.
It's a shark. Yeah.
Wait, the shark
She's
has
a, she.
She.
Yes. Oh,
she of yeah. course, but Santa Jaws would be of course.
Yes. So she. Is a Christmas shark who eats people, and he has to find out basically how he can stop her because she has eaten all of his family.
Oh God, why did I go to work today? So I have so many
fun.
Questions, Box.
It's so much fun. Yes, please
okay.
do. I'm the expert of Santa Claus now.
First, I have to say for IMDb, the feature review, did you write this? This is the title to it. The new gold standard in Christmas shark movies.
I wish.
You didn't write that? Okay. So it's not
I
from
did
you.
Not. I wish.
But
sadly, it's a kindred spirit.
And these are the hot quotes from the movie. Are you Clark? Who wants to know? We're Cody's parents. Okay. Which pivotal scene was that from, Box? Could you walk me through?
You know, probably with Cody's parents. Look, it's about getting what you wish for, and sometimes it's not exactly what you need. You know, this is a troubled kid. He doesn't get along with his parents because they don't understand him because he likes comic books. He likes this girl who also likes comic books. And see how there's so much teen angst in that.
Yeah.
Obviously. It is a
PG movie, by the way.
It's TBPG. I would not be surprised. It's, like I said, it's really kid friendly. There is some blood. But, you know, the theatrics of it are just so out there.
The theatrics of it? Millie, I hope you're trying to wave me down.
Okay. So, like, there's this one scene, and I love it, where Santa Jaws, like, whips around, and suddenly the string of Christmas lights comes out of the water and tangles around one of the people and drags her into the water. And that was cinematic genius. Perfect movie. I love it. Okay, what's your questions, Millie? Go ahead.
No, yeah, I was like wondering what the Christmas themed weapons would be, and that makes sense. String of lights.
They had candy canes that were like sharpened down to points. They put, I believe, bombs inside of ornaments.
They being the shark?
No, the people.
So the shark won't die if you throw just a bomb?
Oh.
Right. You could shoot it. No beans. Like, does not work. It needs, and you can also play Christmas music, and it will come to the Christmas music.
Okay. Is there an origin story for her?
Well, again, she is the brainchild, the comic book of our main protagonist, Nerd, and his little buddy. And it's funny because there's also talk about how hard it is to be, you know, a person. And the main character's older brother is like this jock. And so the best friend's like, hey, you know, it's really hard for him because he's a nerd. And the jock's like, you know what? It's hard for me too, because I'm not going to get the cool scholarships like he will. And I'm jealous. And it's about family, bonding, and healing their traumas.
Sure.
And sharks.
Except that's not what the SEO says. The SEO is for Santa Shark, Great White Shark, we can see it. Santa Claus outfit, sure, why not? The third one, fist fight. Okay. Mm-hmm. Punched in the face is the fourth one. Kicked in the balls is fifth.
That's right.
The shark kicks him in the balls.
No. In the beginning, it's part of the comic. So somebody, a deranged Santa, gets kicked in the jingle bells. Yes.
In the jingle bells. All right, Box. I have to, is this like a real shark? Is it CGI? Does it? I'm looking at the photos, and are the people's also CGI?
So the fin of the shark is practical. And that, I think, is where they did well.
You should say that.
No.
Oh.
The fin peeking out of the water has a little Santa hat on. And
so
that
fin
is
with a Santa Claus hat on is saving the day.
No. Shark. And then I think it's got like teeth that are like red and green, I think, too. It's really cool. It does have the lights around it. You know, yeah. And then eventually, like I said, it has like the narwhal kind of like horn. And that's a funny part because he's like, great. Now she's got a horn. And that was pretty funny. I laughed.
God, I think I watched this movie too.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's a great Christmas shark movie.
I'm afraid to ask.
What?
Out of 5 Cthulhus.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
3.5? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I watched it before. I had fun. I watched it again, and everything is cheesy, but it's a fun romp. Like, it would be great if you have, like, I don't know, preteens and stuff. They'd probably dig it.
Sure. Or hear me out. You can do what I did when I was, like, a small child and watch Jaws 3 instead.
Or Faces of Death.
Faces of motherfucking death, yo.
I don't recommend any of that. I do recommend Faces of Death. Santa Jaws.
So you recommend... Okay.
It's
fun. So we had Shark Warning and Santa Jaws. I can't believe I can't beat these movies. That's the sad shit about my family.
That's sad.
Okay. What was your movie? I tried Box. The first movie I tried to watch was Sharktopus. And I noped the fuck out of that one. I was like, fuck this shit.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, it's an octopus. And I was like, Eric Roberts was in it. So I'm like, oh, it can't be that, but it's bad. It's bad.
It is a toughy one.
Yeah.
Your litmus has to be high.
Yeah, no, it was not good. And then I saw on Netflix, because Paris Olympics is there, I believe it's called Paris Under Paris, where the sharks are underneath Paris.
I saw that. I almost watched that.
See? I'll save you the time.
Almost watched that.
It was brand new. I'm pretty sure they pushed it out just for the Olympics. They probably reskinned something. Everyone who dies, I had no idea who, like, oh, they another person died. Cool. I had no idea who anyone was. I couldn't understand if this person's military or if that was his daughter or if the daughter's friend. And then why was she not crying? I didn't know. And so, Box, I kept watching shit. It was in French. But I watched it in French. No, did I watch it in French? I might have watched it in English. So mine was dubbed.
You're in Quebec and you watched it in English.
Yeah, I'm going to arrest it for that shit.
I don't know how to say shame in French, but there you go.
Shame. Yeah, same thing. So I started to look at The Meg.
That's fun.
But realized I couldn't spell it. So I kept looking.
How could you not spell the Meg?
Yo, my ability is to do the E thing, I can't. It's always a 3 in my keyboard.
Keeps it real. Accidentally watch Megan?
No, that would explain so much. It's about this dial, like, but there's no shark. I watched the entire thing. I'm like, there's no shark.
I watched the whole thing waiting not for a
once,
shark.
Not once. Sadly, the movie I watched has that ability of me watching the entire movie and going, this person's not in it. The one I ended up doing was Eek the Cat, because Eek the Cat's got Shark Dog, and damn it, that is the best shark horror I'm ever see. Shark Doggy Dog, Eek the Cat from the mech in the 90s. Wow, check it out. Yeah. That's 5 out of 5 stars. Unfortunately,
that's a deep pull.
I know. Yeah. I wish.
My mom's going to love this episode, though.
I'm not going to lie. Gonna
love it. She loves Eek the Cat.
I love Eek the Cat. I've seen them all from the satellite dish feeds, but I couldn't remember in time to watch Eek the Cat. So I watched Deep Blue Sea. Just happened to be on Netflix as well.
It's a fun one.
I remember watching it in the theater. Oh, my God. Am I? 1999. Okay, not that old then. I remember watching this in the theater and thinking, this is a movie with Samuel Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all my thought was.
Mm-hmm. There's a parrot. There's a parrot in it.
Oh, LL Cool J has a parrot. A sassy talking rapping parrot that rollerblades. Well, holy shit, that's rollerblader. Hold on.
His song is the best. My hat is like a shark fin. 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, no.
10 out of 10.
One of the Punisher variants is in it as well. If you ever seen people's careers. The reason why I watched this movie, I looked up Deep Blue Sea, and when you look it up, it says Kate McKinnon's in it. I'm like, how fucking old did Kate McKinnon have to be in 99 to be in this movie with everyone else? Like, this is like an adult. Everyone's adults here, right? Like,
is that a different Kate McKinnon?
No, different fucking movie. I watched the entire goddamn movie, and there's like two blondes in it. So I'm like, well, that could be like a very youngish Kate McKinnon, but not young enough to be 99 version of Kate McKinnon.
You keep doing this, Jim.
I watched the entire fucking thing, then found out she did the voice for Magic School Bus episode called Deep Blue Fucking Sea.
Well, I hope it
thank
was
you, Deep Google.
Blue Fucking Sea.
Thank you, Google. Yeah, fucking sea, I think that's it. So yeah, no. So I watched the entire thing for Kate McKinnon. And then my dyslexic ex saw Jacqueline McKenzie, like McKinnon, McKenzie. Maybe she just wanted to change her name a bit. She was ashamed of this fucking movie. I went through Kate McKinnon's IMDb just to check it out. I'm like, my God, is this like a fucking Reese Witherspoon thing where she's just really ashamed of what she did in 99? No, not that at all. She wasn't even fucking in it. That's how ashamed she was. She's like fucking 5 years old. She wasn't in this movie. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how Kate McKinnon is. Okay, so.
Maybe she was the parrot.
She might have fucking done the voice of the parrot. We've got sharks. We've got Sam Jackson. We've got LL Cool J. We've got mm-hmm. Punisher variant. And some other guy. I'm not going to say his name. I, honest to God, I just watched it. It finished 20 minutes before we're recording. Mm-hmm. I still don't know what the fuck happened. I think
it's about sharks that are super smart. Because somebody was trying to cure cancer, and instead they made really super shark smart sharks that then eat Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. This is back in the day when Samuel Jackson kind of did a bunch of movies where he dies in the first fucking scenes. Like, there's a snake on the plane. Ah, fuck it.
No, he was.
Does he live in a double thing?
Yes, of course he does.
Oh, Star Wars movie. I'm gonna start with fuck him.
I feel like this is a whole like a psycho situation, you know, where you go in thinking, oh, he's gonna be fine, and he's not.
Well, all I know is this is an award-winning movie for LL Cool J, the Blockbuster Entertainment Awards. Yes, motherfuckers, there was blockbusters back then. And they're big enough to have their own award shows.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
What would you give, like...
Had the most rentals?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it did. So, what do you think about, of course, Eight like, is it CGI? Is it practical? How's the music? How's the acting?
Oh, let me just... I'll explain it. The parrot, I think, was CGI. Let me explain just two scenes. I'm gonna answer your question by just saying two scenes. One, LL Cool J is attacking a shark with the smallest goddamn hatchet he could fucking find in the universe. It looks like it was like a penknife hatchet. He's like, I'm gonna get you, shark. Oh, I'm gonna kill everyone. I'm like, what the fuck is this? They couldn't go to the dollar store at least to buy like an actual hatchet. I have no idea where he finds this. His knives, he's cutting up shit. He's the cook, he's cutting stuff up. Those knives were bigger. The parrot's beak was bigger. He just could take it and the parrot started stabbing this fucking shark with it. So that's one. And he's also wearing MC Hammer pants. No reason. No fucking reason whatsoever. Otherwise, someone was just selling
some shit. I think there's a big reason.
He was too legit. He was too legit to be in this fucking movie with Sam Jackson.
To quit. Yeah, exactly.
So that's one of the scenes. And the other scene, the guy who played the first Punisher? Or is that Dolph Lundgren? So... Whichever one, like the second Punisher, I don't know. One of the Punishers, he jumps up on the shark as he's swimming, excuse me, as they're all swimming, does a karate pose underwater, jumps, tackles the shark in mid-swim, and as the shark jumps up, he starts holding on to the fin and starts riding it like a, I don't know, whatever you ride with a fin, a horse. He's riding it like a horse.
I mean, wouldn't you want to?
Sure. At the same time, the other person is supposed to shoot it with a harpoon.
What is he supposed to do? Surf it? Like, what are you
doing? I don't
saying?
Fucking know. He's trying to. One He's person cut her hand and then they started bleeding all over. And then she was bait and she was a main character. I don't know, man. That little Cool J shoots a guy through the fucking leg and everything blows up, but he survives. I don't fucking know, dude. Like, the shark looks like an atomic shark explosion happens.
I feel like you have to have the
hand-to-hand
combat.
There was, yeah. I got good props. I'm like, that Punisher guy is like, fuck this shit. I'm going to take this guy on. Rolls up his sleeves. He just jumps in the water. starts doing Cobra Kai on it. It's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
No, wait. My bad. Hold on. I was watching Cobra Kai. No idea what the fuck happened in the Deep Blue Sea. I was watching Cobra Kai season 4 or 5, whatever it is now. I think this is shark in it. And then I watched Happy Days, where I saw Fonzie literally jump one of these fucking things. I think it had an exclamation point when he did it. The end.
No, I think it was Roller Gator in the end.
Roller Gator could have sharks in it. It'd be so fucking tight. No, so, sincerely, Deep Blue Sea.
What would you give Deep Blue Sea? This is one that's actually pretty classic.
Millie gave it 2.5. Brannick gave a 3.5. 3 point, fuck me, man.
It was fun.
It is an award-winning movie. Yeah.
Again, the song, My Hat, is like a shark fin.
And look, the SEO for this movie, shark, was number one. Human versus shark. They spelled versus out because fuck the small people who like do the BS thing. That could be like a Pearl Jam album. And the third one, research.
Parrot? Oh,
I wish it was fucking parrot would make sense. And then shark attack and then experiment.
Yeah, they were experimental sharks.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they experimented shit on some sharks, man. The soundtrack went to number one at LL Cool J's house for a half minute.
Yeah.
And then Kool Moe Dee came by and slapped him up. That's a fucking 90s joke right there. You're welcome.
God, speaking of the 90s.
Yeah, when will I get done with this thing? I want to give it higher than your scores. I do. But Samuel Jackson's in it. LL Cool J's in it.
You just don't like the movies I like.
The parrot from fucking Aladdin's in it. I can't prep.
Maybe.
I have fond memories of watching this in the theater with somebody, I'm guessing. I was very drunk in the 90s. You have to understand, I was blackout through most of the shit. So I probably remember it differently. I thought the shark was talking in my version. I don't know. It was about a rapping shark.
If it's about a rapping shark with a parrot. So what would you give it? What would you give it?
Oh, God damn. I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
3 is not as I know.
Okay. But you didn't get a screener for it. That's why.
Yeah. If I got a screener, this would be the best fucking movie ever, man. It got LL Cool J and Sam Jackson. Shit. Yes. And the parrot raps. It's got a rapping parrot in it from Aladdin. And The Punisher.
All right. 3 is still good. 3 is still good.
It's smart. It's on Netflix. If I had to pay for it again, I'm not going to go see the 25th anniversary screening of this. But I was sober. I watched it. It was fine. The end. Yeah. That's my tagline. Okay when you're sober, I guess, or some shit. Shrug shoulders. 3 out of 5 Cthulhu's. My God. Sure. That's it.
3 is so much better than average.
We have plugs now. Yeah, exactly.
See? We went from 2.5 to a 3.5 to a 3. We all end up nicely. Now, Millie, we usually do plugs at the end of the show. What would you like to plug? You don't have to plug anything at all.
You could plug yourself or whatever you want.
Oh, I don't know. What are you guys plugging?
Oh, I know what I'm plugging.
I usually will plug something that's going on the website or
bullshit.
A charity. I usually do a charity.
You never plug anything on the website.
Have to, don't you even?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Don't you call me out in front of Millie like that.
Yeah, that's what.
Do you want me to plug first and then you can kind of get a feel for it and try to. Sure.
Millie, we've had people literally plug a pencil they found.
Yeah.
In the room.
That's true. We have.
I like to plug this pencil. Where's it from? I don't know. I just found it in my house. Like, okay. Plug.
It's been stalking me.
Right. So, okay, Box, what's your plug?
All right, I'm going to plug. Now I can find it.
What's your plug, Box?
I'm trying to find
it. I should plug your hole.
I'm trying to find it. Why
plug that pie hole, Box.
It was about sharks.
It's about sharks? Oh, Christ. Are you going to plug Fonzie?
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. Predatorsinperil.org.
Who cares?
How the fuck do you spell that? Predators in peril. It is like a spelling test box. I think you're plugging a charity, not a goddamn spelling test.
Yes. The main focus of Predators in Peril project is to provide
the hardest spelled charity ever.
Yeah.
How do you spell it? Honestly, God, how do you spell it?
Predators. It's P R E D A T O R S I N. PERIL.org.
Fuck me.
And I just want to let people know, like, be careful, because when you open it, it's images that are sad of sharks. And if you love sharks like I do,
allegedly
to be protected.
Allegedly, like, you love sharks. Oh, you mean like you enjoy watching sharks? I'm sorry. I thought you meant the other thing. Like, that case hasn't settled yet.
Look, no, there's no case. There's just a marriage. It's not weird. No, there's legalities.
I wish I slept with fish.
But basically, they have images that they send to basically conservation things and stuff like that.
Why would you send horrific shark images to conservationists?
Because it is for media campaigns. Like, this such campaigns like can include... porn. Can include public exhibitions, magazine articles, and they basically work directly in the field with local shark fishermen and scientific researchers. So
to cure Alzheimer's with smart sharks.
No, they're trying to make sure that people understand that there is still a lot of people that are killing sharks, and they are a vulnerable species.
Okay, I dig that. So it's shark in peril. Fuck.
Sharksinperil.org.
No, it's not. No, it's not, motherfucker. It's predator in peril.
Predator, you're right.
I just fucked your
Streamin' demons. Streamin' demons.
Enter promo code Streamin' demons. Oh, I get it right the first time. Fuck me.
Predators in peril. Gray whites.
Speemins.
Speemins.
Predator. All right. Predators.
Okay.
Or predator.
Predators.
Towards us. So there's more than the one.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And your hat is like a sharkfin.org.
Box. This is just a guess why they're in peril. Because no one can remember the goddamn address. Okay, that's like a fucking typing test. It's 12 words
your
long.
Your face is a typing test.
My face is fucking a braille test. Ha ha! Sick self-burn. I had to be there to see it. All right, so that's Predator... Predatorsinperil.com.
Predatorsinperil.org.
Fuck, is it .org?
It's .org. I said that.
All right, just Google bad sharks. Google that shit. Predatorsinperil.org.
Sounds like a great charity. Naughtysharks.org.
Naughtysharks.org? I think that's something else.
Allegedly.
So, Millie, do you have a very ultra hard website name you want to plug? That shows like gory stuff from sharks.
Shush, let her talk.
I don't have a website prepared. Can I plug I'll plug a haunted MTL Montreal.
Awesome.
Okay. Do you know what kind of articles that you're gonna be, you know, like looking at? Like what kind of like grabs your attention in horror?
Good question. I really like campy things. I like things that are ridiculous.
Okay.
And I like really old movies. Like horror from like the
You're
code
in good
era.
Company.
Oh, that's nice.
You're in good company. Me and Wade, whenever he gets around to it. Wade Wino. We also like a lot of the old timey campy movies.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
However.
Jim, would you like to plug your 90s thing?
I'm not gonna plug my book today. Although I will say it ain't winning any awards. You know when the Pulitzer Prize is like the best chance you've got an award, you're kinda fucked right now.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, it might win the Pulitzer still, right? So, I will say this, Millie. If you ever really want to test your campy skills out, look up Roller Gator.
It has to be used for a date.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Matter of fact, don't watch it until you want a date. And then find someone, bring them their house, your house, whatever it's going to be, and put that shit on and say, it's the best movie you saw.
We apologize. Okay. But yes, this is a litmus.
Okay.
I say you should probably watch the MST3K, I mean the Riff Trax version. Sorry, Riff Trax version, but
okay,
it's up to you.
Writing this down. Next week, the theater is showing Meth Gator, which is the new The Asylum movie.
That's the new one. Yep, I couldn't get a screener for that, but really? I have seen Cocaine Shark,
Meth,
which is true. Yeah, all these animals are so addicted. There's cocaine bears, there's cocaine sharks, there's meth gators. It's really sad, actually. Somebody should start an organization.
Would you really be afraid of a meth gator that ain't got no teeth? Is it gonna gum you to death?
It can still break bones, man.
Nah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna plug Gen Con. If you're listening to this, that means Gen Con's already started August 1st until whatever the Monday is or Sunday. Go check it out. And unlike the first couple years, I got a pretty full dance card. If you see me, nab me, I'll give you some free stuff, something like that. Who knows? Or as my good friend Dr. Payne would say,
Grandma's cookies.
Nope, that's Mick McGee.
Baby Yoda.
Damn it.
Nope. Who cares? Nope. There we go. We got there.
Make it up beer. So that's it for the show. Thanks, Millie, for coming over and talking about Shark Warning. And next time up.
Thank you for having me.
Ain't giving me no fucking sharks. Oh, you're very much welcome.
What is it going to be?
It's going to be a punk rock Christmas this year. Only Santa is going to be a Sex Pistol for a day. No, I actually had one.
I had a couple too. But I chose this one, so you can choose next one.
We should do date night or anti-date night horror movies. We're really good at one of them.
Okay.
Guess which one, folks? The date night one.
Uh-oh.
I hear a cat. I love looking at it.
Yeah, motherfucker.